Welcome to this Phase Change Software podcast. Today, we continue our conversation with Bill and Eileen Hinshaw, founders of COBOL Cowboys, a software and IT consulting firm assisting organizations that rely on COBOL-based applications. In our first podcast with the Hinshaws, which is available on the phasechange.ai website under Knowledge Center, we talked about Bill and Eileen's role in successfully contesting public statements that legacy software and systems were the cause of computer system failures in government financial assistance programs near the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. In this follow-up podcast, Bill talks about application knowledge loss as companies rush to introduce new back-end technologies and rip out legacy software.
I don't use that term. I use the term of legendary software. Anytime you go to software that lasts for 60 years and still in use, and that's not going away, that's not legacy, that's legendary. I started a company called Hinshaw Software Company. I had that company for 30 years. Built a lot of software that I licensed to banks and state government. Then they decided they wanted to go to the new technology, like a lot of companies were talking about. They thought it's time to rip and replace COBOL. At that time, I thought, you know, that's silly. You're not going to replace and rip out 220 billion lines of code, it's a billion with a B, with this new technology. Now, you can't do it in 1 or 2 years. It's going to take many years. And so that's when we decided to form COBOL Cowboys. The purpose of COBOL Cowboys was to go in and supplement the staff, because we felt that when these organizations were going to go through the rip and replace, that they would lose key people, which they did. And we would come in and replace those people. And we saw a very large marketplace for that.
Earlier, you mentioned that education is the key to sustaining mainframes and legendary software applications. I think a lot of people that hear you say that would assume that you mean we just need to teach younger developers mainframe programming languages. But what about learning application knowledge and business rules? Are those problems as well?
We can put people into COBOL classes and mainframes, and very quickly they know how to write COBOL code. But then you put them into a position where they have to write the software to handle a business rule. Well, they don't know the business rules. They don't know how the organization is structured. Learning COBOL is probably about 10% of getting a person productive. It's the other 90% learning about that organization, how they handle business rules. And I don't care what language you write it in, Java, COBOL, whatever, you got the same issue. I mean, Java's been around for 25 years. If you have to make a change in Java, you got the same problems you do in COBOL. You got to go in and define it and see where is the best place to make those changes within the software.
That sounds like it would be a big issue for the programmers you work with at COBOL Cowboys.
Well, you have just hit our largest challenge, the challenge of not having the information needed. And you cannot walk in and make a quick change. Like, I sort of chuckled when the New York governors said, we're going to bring in 6 people to fix the problem immediately. Well, they better be bringing in people that used to work for them, that know what's going on, because if you're bringing in new people, they're not going to be able to jump in and fix a problem that day or that week. It's a learning process, but that's our biggest challenge, just going in and trying to get the information. What makes it an even bigger challenge is if the key people that you need to talk to are no longer there, and you have to basically put on your Sherlock Holmes attire, you know, with your cloak and your pipe and everything, and try to figure out what's going on. What do I need to do? I mean, I could fix the problem in COBOL. I could easily fix it. But what I do next, how do I run the compiles? How do I run the tests? I mean, how do I do? And that's the biggest challenge we have.
One term that keeps coming up in these government system failure stories is spaghetti code, a term programmers know well, but not something people outside software development are familiar with. Why is spaghetti code such a problem with legendary applications?
Any language has what's known as spaghetti code. You got different people coming in working on the same program. Person writes the programs initially, he leaves. Another person comes in, they're asked to make a change. They don't know where to make it at because they don't have your AI software. So they introduce new code that they don't need to introduce. And that's where spaghetti code has come about. I don't care what language you use. Anytime you introduce people, then you will have spaghetti code.
What have you learned about how AI will help legendary application maintenance?
It's going to help legacy systems moving forward once people realize what AI can do for them. We have what we call a plan B for backup. Let's go in and document a organization's IT environment. What we see is that by downloading the files and downloading the programs into your AI system, you can come out, and you have demonstrated it to us already, you come out with graphical pictures. And pictures are the best way to, as we all know, to learn something. But it shows the relationship. These pictures show the relationship between program to program, program to files, program to reports. And so you can quickly get a picture. If you're a new person coming in, you know nothing about that organization or its IT operation. So one of the main things you got to do is find out where things are. You know, where are the programs stored? Where are the files stored? How do I run a compile? How do I check out a program? How do I make a change?
So how do programmers new to legendary applications learn about them now?
Without AI, and you come in and you have a problem to research or fix, you got to start going through code programs, almost line by line, to figure out where do I need to make a change at. Well, your AI software will say, hey, you need to make a change over here and over there. And you can do that from what I have seen in the demo. You can do that while you're having a coffee break. I mean, it's unbelievable what it's going to do to educate people, especially young people. I also believe that there are some of the older people that they think they know what's in the software. When you run it through there, they say, oh, I didn't know it did that. I mean, it's unbelievable what AI is going to do. And I really believe it's going to change the industry on how they people understand and are educated on what that software does.
Once again, thank you, Bill and Eileen, for sharing your knowledge and expertise with us. The legendary applications your generation built and maintained continue to enable many of the modern computer systems we enjoy today. For more information on COBOL Cowboys, visit www.cobolcowboys.com. And thank you for listening to this Phase Change Software podcast. To learn more about Phase Change Software, visit our website at www.phasechange.ai.